Welcome to Kids Read Radio, the official podcast for FVRL Kids, a great place to discover reading picks and more.
Hi everyone, I'm Charlotte, and today I'll tell you about an exciting new middle grade fantasy novel, Ebeni's Song by Jelly P. Clark. Ebeni has always been safe in her village, but everything is turned upside down when a local witch interrupts the annual harvest festival to say three very bad things. 1. A war is coming to the village. 2. The witch can do nothing to protect them. And 3. The village owes her a child for all of her work protecting them over the years. Ebeni is shocked when her mother hands her to the witch. She can do nothing but watch as warriors come to her village and her friends are kidnapped by evil spirits, taken away on a mysterious ghost ship. And so begins Ebeni's journey to save her friends and family. Along the way, she meets different spirits and channels her own magic energy, learning of her true strength. But will that be enough to save her village, or are they lost to the spirits forever? Ebeni's Song is a vibrant fantasy story that will draw you in with unique magic and adventure, and hold your attention with complex but lovable characters. I especially loved Ebeni. An energetic and funny young girl, she only wants to be seen as grown up and treated seriously. We see her mature from a quirky girl to a much stronger hero. Also, the magic in this story was fantastic. It's based off of West African legends, so it's unlike what you might typically see in other fantasies, and I loved getting lost in the world and learning more about how this magic works. I especially like the spirit characters, a porcupine and a jaguar, who act as magical sidekicks on Ebeni's journey. The magic helped to balance out some of the more realistic and tougher themes that the book tackles, so even though the book is inspired by history, you never get weighed down in the darkness. So, if you enjoy fantasy books like Harry Potter and want to try something new, Ebeni's Song would be a perfect read. I'd suggest this book to anyone in middle school and up, and it's available in both print and digital formats.
Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, the library is always open. Check out the digital content tab on our website for fun stuff for kids.